Welcome to the Aspiring Stylist Podcast with Tracy Franklin, where to begin, grow, and aspire to become the best stylist you can be. Whether you're thinking about becoming a stylist, opening a salon, or developing your skills as an experienced stylist, the next step of your beauty career starts here. Each week, we'll discuss strategic ways to design, plan, and execute on becoming a stylist that excels behind the chair and above the bottom line. Here's your host, Tracy Franklin.
No matter what your philosophy or mission is as a hairstylist, we all have one thing in common. There's only so much time in a day, and that goes for everyone, every profession, every person, everywhere, both ourselves and our client. For new stylists, everything takes longer. That makes sense, right? Haircuts, colors, extension applications, you name it, it's just going to take a little bit longer. But I've known many stylists that are tenured in their career and are still really struggling with time management. For some stylists, they think they're doing their clients this huge favor by spending all day on their hair. I just really value my clients. I want everything to be so perfect for them. But I have to tell you something. A client that has to spend all day in your chair just to get a cut and color probably doesn't see it the same way you do. Today, we're going to be talking about what it means to value your client's time and yours. Now, you're not just a hairstylist for fun, right? You're here to make money. And don't get me wrong, the path that you've chosen is an absolute blast. Most days will be spent creating beautiful hair on people that you actually enjoy being around. But it is still your career and hopefully your main source of revenue. So time is money no matter how you spin it, for you and for your client. It's possible that your clients have left work early to come in for their appointment with you. And if your speed requires them to cash in a whole vacation day, it's a problem. Now, let me clarify and acknowledge that color corrections and extreme makeovers can absolutely eat up our day. But those should be the exception, not the rule. Everyone should be massively clear on this and plan and charge accordingly. At the peak of my career, I would see anywhere from 3 to 5 clients a day. If it was back-to-back color and extensions, it was probably 3. Some days I would have a couple colors mixed in with some cuts, so maybe it was more like 5. I wouldn't call myself fast by any means. I take my time with my guests, but I've learned to master the art of engaging with my clients while I'm working on them instead of getting sidetracked by it. Depending on the duration of the workday, I would say your average stylist sees anywhere from 5 to 8 clients a day. Some stylists prefer to work longer days, but less of them, while others may prefer an 8-hour workday. Again, this is an average, and there are lots of factors to consider as well. Some stylists stack clients or work on blocks of time, meaning they are working on more than one client at once. A stylist that does this often works with an assistant, which is a great opportunity for a new graduate. Learning from a seasoned stylist that is much like the one you aspire to be one day will be an investment well worth your time. Growing as a stylist doesn't just mean you're improving your skills. It also means you're becoming more efficient. It means you're adding value to the guest experience by doing solid work in a normal amount of time. It means staying on track and not running behind and being ready for each guest as they arrive. Running late or running over is also going to bring a ton of guilt and anxiety to the next appointment. It'll have you scrambling around, trying to figure out how to make it up to them, which most of the time will come in some form of a discount or even a freebie. Again, time is money, literally. Working behind the chair is this constant dance between quality and quantity, and the balance can be found, but it will take some effort. And if at times you have to choose one over the other, always choose quality. I would rather someone call me a slow stylist than a bad one. My advice is to challenge yourself. Start by shaving 5 minutes off your application time. Make it a game. Maybe next time you try to shave off 10 minutes. Then do some self-reflection. Did this affect the quality of your work? Was the guest experience lessened in any way? If not, keep working on it. You may find you're able to take a few more clients each week, getting you closer to your goals and making your paychecks a lot sweeter too. So why are some stylists so slow? Like, what is taking so long? Well, some stylists just work a little slower than others, and that has to do with a couple things. First, I want to go back to multitasking. You have to be able to chat with your guest and work on the hair. If you're very animated like me, this does take a little bit of discipline, but it can be done. Focus on getting to know the client better. Ask them questions and let them do most of the talking. If your guest is not feeling chatty, cool. Throw something out there every once in a while just to keep the awkward silence at bay, and then you just get to stay focused on the work. The second one is a little trickier, and that's perfectionism. You have to have every section parted perfectly. Every foil has to be perfectly folded, and you end up spending way too much time on the application. I'm not trying to sound unsympathetic to the OCD in all of us from time to time. I know it's very real, but I have seen it severely limit a stylist's potential, so we have to let some of that go. And this can bleed into other areas of our work as well. That same stylist will spend so long on getting the perfect pic or video that the client tires of it. They've been sitting for hours getting their hair done and they're ready to get out the door. They don't want to be your supermodel for 30 minutes. Please don't be too overcritical of your work, the results, or the content you're creating. In trying alone, you're doing more than some other stylists are willing to do, and you need to be proud of that. Some clients will prefer a faster stylist, and some will be glad you're taking your time. Everyone's different. Some days you'll have the client who has dinner plans or a kid's game to get to, and they want to get in, get refreshed, and get out. Another day you'll have a guest who's just so glad to socialize, relax with a glass of wine, and enjoy their time out of the house and away from the kids. Be intuitive to your client's need for each appointment. Each appointment can be different, and we have to be willing to pivot when those needs change. If a client is used to a stylist that takes 2 hours to get the job done, then a stylist that takes twice as long is going to raise some flags. As a slower stylist myself, I like to ask those questions and any other questions that lead me to their personal preferences for that appointment. Having massive clarity on your client's time restraints or even their beauty budget is intel worth collecting. So make sure you're getting to know your client so that they feel respected and appreciated during their time with you. So what about preparation? I mean, is there anything that you can do the day before or the morning of to better help you lay out your day? Well, one of the most important parts of setting yourself up for success is planning ahead. Make sure you arrive early to set up for your first client of the day before you leave the salon the night before. Planning ahead will make you feel prepared and confident for the day ahead. So let's stay ahead of the game. So what about guilt, right? We don't want our clients to feel like we're speeding through their service and that they're not getting a good experience with us. And we're not talking about speeding or rushing through a service. We're talking about efficiency, turning out good work in a standard amount of time. This is something the client shouldn't even notice. They should never feel rushed or hurried out the door and never skimp on the extras or at the shampoo bowl. A great shampoo is the best part. Taking too long on your application will have you scurrying around through the finishing process, forgetting all about the essential parts of the service, like pre-booking their next appointment and making sure they leave with the product that you know they're going to need at home. So we want to make sure that we are protecting the customer's experience and that we're working on them efficiently. So you need to set the pace and stay with it. If you have an hour for a partial highlight, then divide your time so that you know, hey, I've got 15 minutes for each section. And wear a watch if you need to, and do your best to stay on schedule. You need to keep the guest engaged and equipped. Do they need a refill, a phone charger, or maybe they just need a little bit of great conversation? Make sure they feel cared for, and they'll have no idea that you're even watching the clock. Working at a salon with a front desk coordinator is a real asset for keeping the flow of the appointment running smoothly. Once you've finished the hair and collected the content, they take over and handle the checkout, the pre-booking, and finalizing any sales that you've made. This can be a 10 to 15 minute process that will put you behind even more if you're handling all these details yourself. Working with a team, especially a good one, makes all the difference. They are there if you need a shampoo buddy or someone to help sweep the hair for you. Then someday you get to return the favor and everyone's better for it. When working in a service-based industry, it's important to look at the guest experience as a whole. It's multifaceted and each facet matters. And respecting your client's time and making the most of yours behind the chair is no exception.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Aspiring Stylist Podcast with Tracy Franklin. If you enjoyed listening and you want to hear more, make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. The Aspiring Stylist Podcast with Tracy Franklin is a Morgan Franklin production. Today's episode was written and produced by Morgan Franklin. Editing and post-production by Mike Franklin. Want to find out more about Tracy and the Aspiring Barber and Beauty Academy? Go to aspirebarberandbeauty.com.